How do you pick books to read over the summer months? Is it finally an opportunity to crack open that worthy current affairs read? Or is it time for some escapism? My next guest is the founder of a charity that provides free meals, accessible healthcare and literacy programs for vulnerable Australians. Reverend Bill Cruz is the founder of the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation, and he joins us for summer reading from New York. Reverend Bill Cruz, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, Barbara, and hello, everyone.
Now, tell us, how do you decide which books to read? Do you go for particular genres or themes?
A long, long, long time ago, about 50 years ago, I had a kind of, whatever you call it, religious experience. And I've been trying to make sense of it ever since. And that's biologically, philosophically, religiously and scientifically. So usually things that catch my imagination about that, I lock into pretty much. And also things about relationships with people, because I see a lot of people in trouble, and I've basically seen just about everything. So one of the few things I read is fiction, because I reckon I've seen it all live.
So there's a strong overlap between your work or your calling and what you're reading.
Oh yeah, very, very much. I often say to people, you know, I do what I like, which I really mean I like what I do. So it all is involved, because I have to preach every Sunday and all of those sorts of things. I'm always looking for stuff. And because I do radio broadcasting, I'm always looking for news. So it's kind of constant, my radar's constantly out looking.
No escapism for the Reverend Bill Cruz then. But you're currently reading Brian Greene's The Fabric of the Cosmos. That was published back in 2004. Why have you decided now to read it?
Because I'm fascinated by the concept of entropy. I studied it when I did engineering and physics at university, because I've got a degree in engineering as well as things, and I could never quite get my head around it. But as time has gone on, atomic physics has zeroed in on the concept of entropy, and there's no such thing as time. Time basically is the distillation of entropy. So I'm trying to work all that out, which gets back to that experience I had.
And do you read a book like that at night before bed? I mean, it sounds quite intense.
It is. It is. It does my head in. I can read about a chapter or a little bit at a time. Yeah, this stuff kind of does your head in, but it kind of makes you think, you see, and link, because there's a link, you know, there's a link between our moral laws and our physical laws. There's a link between everything, and everything ends in a question mark, so that, you know, you're trying to put it all together, trying to make sense of life itself.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest today for summer reading is Reverend Bill Cruz. I also understand that on your to-read list is Abundance. That's by Ezra Klein and Derek Thompson. What interests you about that one?
Well, I really like what Ezra Klein writes. He does a lot with the New York Times. And he's got this idea, I've basically got the idea what he's writing about, is that most of our laws or laws of governance and all of that were made in a time of scarcity, and now we're living in a time of plenty. And those laws that councils and governments and all that run were developed when everything was scarce, and now stuff isn't scarce, and the very laws that we set up often get in the way of us living a good life ourselves. And you can see that in the world with all the building codes and all of those sorts of things that make life so difficult.
And have you started that one yet?
No, I watch a lot of YouTube and TikTok and all of that, and I've seen him commenting on it a lot. And I know a lot of people in government have been reading it, and it's almost required reading. So I want to be a step ahead of them as well.
Tell me, do you have any favourite books or writers that you return to?
Oh, I return to Thomas Merton. Now, Thomas Merton was the original naughty boy, you know, and he became a monk, a classic Cistercian monk. And he took a vow of silence, but he became the biggest mouth in the world. And he used to write to President Kennedy and write everywhere. And he became quite a mover in the 60s. And he kind of started looking at Buddhism as well and became a friend of the Dalai Lama, and I'm a friend of his too, so that we, I look at him, and Barbara, he broke every one of his vows, every one of them, and it made him such a better monk,
Wow. Wow. And do you have that books going two at a time or three at a time or one after the other?
I have a whole lot going. I have a whole lot of books going and a whole lot of videos and TikToks and YouTubes going just to try and make sense of life and make sense of the world that I see, because I sit in my restaurant with homeless people every day, or as much as I can, and sit and talk with them, and I find this need we have for contact, you know, the need to look in each other's eyes and discover who we are. And I've learned that we don't discover ourselves contemplating our navel. We discover ourselves in our relationships we have with one another. And homeless people, because they've got nothing to lose, can give you everything, and you can learn a whole lot of stuff about life.
Reverend Bill Cruz, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Reverend Bill Cruz is the founder of the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation.